This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Welcome to the DriveCast today. This past week in Westerville, we talked about the book of Exodus chapter 16, continuing in our series called Into the Wild, where we're looking at how God brings his people from bondage into freedom. Well, at this point in the story, what has happened is that God has done some incredible things in order to bring his people out of Egypt. What has happened, they're kind of against the Red Sea, and the Egyptian army's kind of bearing down on them, and then God parts the Red Sea, they go through, and then the water collapses on the Egyptian army. So literally, the largest fears that Israel has is that somehow the Egyptian army is going to come and decimate them. That army no longer exists. The people of Egypt have no way really to come after Israel at this point. God has done tremendous miracles, but they're out in the desert. And something very interesting happens. The people are hungry. And so they're crying out to Moses, saying, "Moses, Moses, why did you bring us out here to die of hunger and of thirst? You know, what are you going to do for us?" And they're complaining. And then God does something extremely miraculous. He listens to them, tells them that he's going to care for them. And the next day, bread appears on the ground in the desert. What they said looked like these little wafers of honey, and they thought it was frost at first, and they see the glory of God in the background, and they're all amazed. What is it? And they ended up calling it manna. So here's what happens. God tells them very specific instructions of how they're going to collect this manna. They can collect it, you know, 6 days a week, leave some so that on, you know, the Sabbath, they won't collect any. And he tells the people exactly what to do. Some of the people do exactly as God says, and some of the people do not. The people who do not realize that, you know, it doesn't work for them when they don't do it God's way. But those who do realize that God has made provision for them. And really, that's the key. You know, sometimes we look at life and we see the big picture, this big thing that God does, and we're really praying hard for God, you got to do this big thing in our life. And then God comes through in this like miraculous way, and we see his hand on our life, and we're just so grateful and so full of worship for God. But I think where we struggle most, honestly, is where the small details are. You know, we think it's really not that big a detail. We're going to try to handle it ourselves. And instead of trusting God for even the smallest provision, we try to just do it our way. And oftentimes, that's where it goes off the rails. For the people of Israel, it's exactly what happened. God heard their cry. They needed food. That's a smaller detail compared to getting out of, you know, underneath slavery in Egypt. The people of Israel are, you know, given the miraculous, but now they're grumbling for the smallest detail. They just need provision in their life for food. God hears them, and we can trust him to handle the details. God takes care of that. He provides. And it's interesting that they struggled with that they didn't follow God's way. You know, that's all a foreshadowing. When you think about it, God could have done whatever he wanted in order to feed the people. He could have just made sure and led them to another area. He could have led them to a place of higher vegetation or higher meat, whatever. He could have done anything he wanted, but he chose to provide for them so that they would see that he is their provision. But that story would be told to every Jewish little boy and girl their whole life about how God provided manna. But one day, God would provide the manna from heaven. In John chapter 6, Jesus tells us that he is the true manna that's come down from heaven. He is the provision for our life. He is the provision for the smallest detail and the greatest salvation. Those who will feast on the bread from heaven, on manna, God's provision, Jesus, will find true life. And I think that sometimes we think, okay, we want the salvation of God. We want to trust Jesus for salvation. He's the manna. He's the provision for the forgiveness of sins. But don't you see that Jesus even has a way for the smallest detail of your life? He wants us to trust him, to rest in him, and rest in his provision for every area of our life. Guys, today I just want to encourage you, when you think about even the smallest detail, are you trusting in the Lord? You know, God had specific details as to how we were supposed to follow him, how the people of Israel were supposed to follow him in the desert, and how they're supposed to collect the manna. In the same way, you know, the Word of God makes very clear how we're supposed to live and trust in Jesus. I just want to ask you, are you taking time out, you know, to to trust in Jesus, to read his word, to try to obey it, to try to live by his standard, to follow him in every direction. And I think that we need to trust him for those details of our life, even the smallest ones. Guys, he's worthy of our trust. He is going to be there on the other side of that trust when we trust in him for everything. And then we get to watch and see that he's the one who provides. Guys, take a second, even right now, and thank God for the ways he's provided. And place your trust in him. Say, God, I'm trusting you for the smallest details. So grateful that you chose to listen to the podcast today. Have a great day. Bye-bye.